Hey gang, welcome back you guys. Episode 116 of Zero Carb Journal. I'm Matt, as always, and good morning you guys. How are you? Did you have a good week? I hope so. Did you stay the course and make some progress? I bet you did. I bet you did great. My week was good, you guys. I had a good one. Great even. It was great. Let's see, where did I leave you last week? So I was winding down my boat work, kind of getting a little break here, and that's pretty much how this week went. It's been really nice. I was hoping to try and maybe get away and go up to the mountains for a weekend or a few days, and that didn't happen. Life conspired to keep me here. I just kept having a day of work for one customer and an appointment for my van the next day, and so I've been here, haven't gone anywhere, which is a little frustrating, but it's been good. I've been getting a ton done. I had a really productive week. It was really great. I got a lot of things off my list that I've been kind of wanting to do. Just feeling springy, feeling like coming out of winter and getting into, a new phase, whatever. I feel sort of renewed, as it were. So my week was good. I did a little bit more adventuring out. I did eat out. As a matter of fact, I think it was Sunday, I went to another restaurant. I can't remember if I told you guys. It might have been last Saturday. No, I think it was last Sunday. Anyways, I went to another restaurant, tried another breakfast out. I got a little twinge of something from the burgers, so I won't go back. But nothing really manifested, and it was nice to be out. So that isn't really a comment on the restaurant or anything like that. It's more just letting you guys know I've been trying to get out and about a bit more and push my boundaries a little, be out in public, socialize, and also just sort of expand, if not what I'm eating, at least the source, or where I'm eating it. I'm still eating basically beef, although I did have eggs and bacon at those restaurants, which seemed to be just fine in small amounts. As I left you guys last week, I was eating eggs. I had bought a dozen eggs, and I did. I ate that whole dozen. I think I was just finishing that up last Sunday, so I think I might have told you most of it, but indeed they do take me a little bit off course. Not too bad. Once in a while, I think is okay. I don't think I'll be buying them by the dozen and eating them daily anymore. It wasn't really noticeable. It wasn't super profound, but I definitely just start to drift farther away from my sort of stable home base, much like the bacon. The bacon seemed to be a little bit more a little bit more of an intense effect, although still not bad. But anyways, sort of just continuing to tease out the details here. Definitely still feel best when I just go down to my burgers. Still feel best thanks to Backpack and Granny there. By reducing my fat a little bit, the ribeye, I think, was keeping my fat level pretty high and keeping me sort of in a constant state of discomfort. Definitely noticed when I dropped it, things sort of stabilized a little bit. So again, those things aren't, like trigger foods for me, as it were. They don't really take me too far off course. Talking about bacon and eggs and even fatty ribeye. But I definitely feel best when I just kind of stick to my burger, ground beef, a little bit leaner. Sometimes it's kind of dry and bland, I'm not going to lie. I mean, I like it. I definitely can overcook them. I definitely don't like dry beef. And I think that, on the scale of things, I still am eating relatively fatty, but I think just compared to other carnivore types, I don't eat as much fat and I don't handle the fat as well. But at any rate, it's been good. I've been really kind of continuing to just sort of work my way down this narrow path. It's pretty funny how it seems like there's nowhere I could stray, but somehow I always find a way to take myself off course a little bit. But at any rate, mostly beef burgers. And I did this week, so I dropped the bacon, like I said, at the end of last week. And one thing I did do is I actually tried a few days where I incorporated smoked salmon, which I've always had sort of as an occasional treat. I incorporated it into just about every burger meal I had. So I'd have burgers and a little bit of smoked salmon with every meal. I did that for like 3 days. Also not a good idea. Sort of, I've got a feeling I'm not buying like the best smoked salmon. And at first the other ingredients in there worried me. I noticed that when I eat it, you know, occasionally I don't even notice those other ingredients. But I do think that eating it daily like I did this week, they must compound or something, because I started to get some pretty significant discomfort, just kind of some gas and tightness in my gut and it, you know, whatever. Anyways, I don't think I'll do that daily anymore. I think that burgers daily are my daily. And anything else at this point seems like it's got to be an occasional thing. It can't really, seems like anything else I add on a regular basis starts to take me off course. So that's okay. Burgers and steaks, you know, super easy to find out there in the world. And it's nice to know that I can safely, you know, when I'm out and about, supplement that with some bacon or eggs or whatever and enjoy those things when I want to. It seems like just enjoying them as individual events doesn't seem to take me off course at all, really. So this week, yeah, I just kind of stayed the course with my food. I've been feeling really good, you guys. My energy's been really great. I surfed a couple times this week. I had a great session on Friday with three of my oldest friends, dearest friends in the world, who I never see and I never talk to. You know, we're just not the types of people to stay in touch. I don't know if they have Facebook. I don't. They probably don't. Knowing these guys, we're a lot alike. But they're dear, dear, dear friends from forever ago. I've talked about most of them many times. One of them lives in Bellingham, old skier, snowboarder buddy. One of them lives here, but a little ways away. And then the other one lives right up the road here and is my buddy, who is one of my carnivore converts, who I'm so proud of having an influence on his life. And he's basically family to me. I've known him since he was 7 or 8, and he was one of my best buddies' younger cousins when we were all kids. And anyways, it was just so wonderful to see those guys and get down in the water. You know, I walk down there and I'm always like, oh, I hope there's nobody here, which has been the way it's been regularly. I'm so blessed, you guys. I get to surf by myself all the time, which I think most people sounds lonely, but if you were a surfer in California, you'd understand how unique and special that is. So I live in a great, very unique place in that regard. And I'm really, really fortunate. So anyways, I walked down there and I was like, hope there's nobody there. And there was a few guys out at the one spot. And I paddled down to the other one so I could surf, you know, without getting in their hair or, you know, whatever. Surfing's kind of a solitary endeavor. And then I was like, well, it's pretty good over there. I'll walk over there. I don't care if those guys are there. And I paddle out and there it's all my dearest, oldest friends. And so I ended up staying out there for a long time. We just had a great old hangout and got caught up and caught some great waves. Man, it's been good. So anyways, did that. And then I've just been working around my place and fixed my driveway, patched the potholes, whatnot, general whatnot, a little bit of boat electrical design, a little bit of work. But yeah, it's been a good week. Kind of a I don't know, it doesn't really count as vacation, but it felt good. It felt like I'll tell you what, it felt like I kind of got off that treadmill and I sort of was able to get back to my routine. I did, you know, good hard workouts. I was able to focus on myself. I really sort of turned an eye back towards my routine and got a little closer to getting back on it. So I'm not getting too excited. I'm going to be back this week to the next boat. Hopefully they're ready for me to start. We've got to start or it's going to be late. Like I say, they're always late, but it will be late because they're always late, but it'll be real late. So hopefully we'll start and it's going to be riding on me for 6 weeks or so, I'm sure, because it's going to be late. So I'm going to be working, digging in hard. So I'm really enjoying this little break. I know it's almost over, but I don't have any contracts scheduled after this next big boat is done. It's a big boat, so I'll be on it probably through April. But once it's done, you guys, I'm so excited. I'm really putting the pieces of a vacation, or at least a break, together. So there's some stuff I haven't shared with you guys I'm looking forward to share, and I can't wait to show you my adventure mobile. It's part of the reason I'm here and haven't traveled is because it's in the shop right now, getting finally the final stuff done before I take it on the road. And I want to share that with you guys. So that's coming soon. Yeah, that's it. So I don't have a whole lot of insightful zero carb insights to share with you guys this week. I'm just feeling like kind of cruising through life right now. Really feeling good about zero carb, really feeling confident and as good as I can. I mean, I'm getting ready for my doctor's appointment. I've got it coming up in a couple weeks here, and my job was to research, well, think about what I wanted to do and to research, functional health type testing or any sort of testing that I can do that could move me, my understanding of what's going on with me forward. And so I've been thinking a lot about that, whether I want to, I have a little gas bubble in my esophagus. I've been trying to figure out whether I want to continue to pursue, working hard on getting answers to health or not. I'm feeling right now like I don't. I just want to be me, whatever I am. I don't want to be sick, Matt. I don't want to be, seeking answers, me. I don't believe that there's much of an answer that can help me. However, that said, I've got a few thoughts on it. It would be great to connect with a GI, with a gastroenterologist, right? That I could create a relationship with and have in my corner going forward, should I need him, her, whoever, them. But I'm not really sure how to go about that without, wasting a lot of time and potentially money. I'm not sick right now. I still go back to my very first or second or third episode of here where I said, you can't get a diagnosis if you're not sick. And I still believe that's true for the most part. Now I have a little bit of information that I'll share in a sec that might change that. But at any rate, I don't know that establishing a relationship with a gastroenterologist right now is really in my best interest, unless that, one should be sort of put in my path here locally, and it just was a natural dovetail. But I don't know if I should invest a whole bunch of time in my life in multiple trips to the city to seek out, an appointment with somebody who won't probably see anything wrong with me. Probably won't. I mean, if I find the right person, they'll believe what I'm saying. That's what I mean. But there isn't much to act on right now that a GI can do that I know of. I could be wrong. However, that said, there is one thing that they can do, and there are some diagnostic tests that are starting to become available that seem to, and I don't know, they don't have the best documentation, but they seem to not rely on the patient being in a state of inflammation to get a diagnosis. They seem to rely more on genetic markers and using patterns that they've seen in hundreds of other patients with these diseases. So at any rate, there are some diagnostic tests. There's one that's an IBD diagnostic that differentiates between Crohn's, colitis, IBD at all, essentially. There's another from that same company. There's a bile acid malabsorption test. These are all things that we've talked about, you guys, in terms of, potentially things that could be wrong with me. I mean, I'm 100% sure that it's what they would classify as Crohn's. I think that's, the best match. But, of course, that comes with a whole host of other stuff. So, Anyways, there's diagnostic tests for bile acid malabsorption, IBD, and then, of course, there's celiac, but their new ones are genetic-based. I don't know if they're using the celiac antibodies as the indicator, so I'm not sure that you need to be eating gluten and therefore be sick at the time to get tested. So I brought that up because I think that my plan with my doctor is that I think I'd like to propose those tests and see what the costs are. So I anticipate that when I was reading between the lines what my doctor was telling me last time, I sort of got the impression it might be difficult to get to a GI through my insurance right now because we've tried. We've done so much testing and looking for causes, and I just keep coming up clean, and so I'm not sure, you know, my doctor's really supportive. I'm sure he would send me, we could work through it if we had to. But that brings me to these diagnostic tests, and I'm just not sure what's possible within the realm of insurance. So what I'd like to do is have my doctor, these are only available through your physician, so I'd like to have my doctor look into this testing and see what the cost is. And then I can see if my insurance will cover it, which I am pretty sure they won't. And then I can evaluate whether they're worth paying for out of pocket. I anticipate these are cutting edge things. So, and I'm just totally guessing in the dark. I really have no idea, but I'm anticipating that they're thousands and thousands of dollars of tests for testing. Because they are very unique and very rare. It's a very advanced process by one advanced biosciences lab. So I anticipate that it's exorbitantly expensive and it's out of my price range as a private patient. And of course, healthcare in our country is a disaster. So, you know, I don't have much hope for that. But I just wanted to bring it up because I wanted to say that I would love to get those tests. I mean, those would be amazing. I need to learn more about what they can show you if you're not in an inflamed state, but I do believe that they offer important insight regardless of your state, so I'd love to get them. So I'm going to talk to my doctor about that and see if that's possible. I don't think I'm going to start on a big path beyond potentially blood tests or whatever of trying to reach a, you know, any diagnosis or anything like that. And really what I want to do is actually put my guts behind me, as it were. And I have like an old broken toe that manifested itself this week and took a day out of my week. So I think I want to go talk to the doctor about just some other stuff. I don't want to be sick in my stomach anymore. And I don't feel like I am. I feel, you know, relatively healthy. I know I'm not. I have to maintain this lifestyle to stay this way, but I can do that, and I don't think that without getting sick and going backwards I'm going to find any answers that move me any farther forwards. And even if I did that again, I think I'm doing as good as I possibly can. I'm not sure, but seems like I'm doing just fine. So anyways, I don't know. Those were my thoughts about my doctor's appointment. They're just thoughts right now. So, yeah. So there's that. So, all right, you guys. Well, that's probably enough for today. It's, Jesus, 6:30. It's early. I got up early. I've been waking up really early these days. Tons of energy. So that's a good thing. So I'm going to get on with my Sunday. I sure hope you guys are doing great, and I can't thank you enough for all your comments and support and for listening and watching each week. It means so much to me, you guys, and you inspire me every week to try and make progress and get up and you know, keep pushing and do better and have something to share. So it means a lot to me, you guys, just this time I spend every week sort of reflecting. So thank you. You guys are a big part of that. So I hope you guys have a great week. Stay the course, make some progress. I'll do the same, and I'll come back next week, and we'll chat again. All right, you guys, have a great week, and I'll see you next week.